surprised and proud of the community. It was really amazing to see the uptake this year. Like, you think of reading as a really solitary thing, but something like this challenge just brings everyone together.
That was Liz Coates, Manager of Programming and Outreach with the Kingston-Frontenac Public Library, on this year's Summer Reading Challenge. KFPL just celebrated the close of its 2026 Summer Reading Challenge, with community members reading a grand total of 3.2 million minutes this summer, double last year's total. The Summer Reading Challenge invites readers of all ages across Kingston and Frontenac County to log their reading minutes throughout the summer. Coates says a combination of factors contributed to a massive jump in reading minutes this year, including an impressive spread of prizes donated by local businesses.
So I think it's a combination of things. So a big part of the increase, I think, in registration and participation in minutes logged was the prizes we had this year. So the community just came out in droves to support us, from our like partners at the school boards to local businesses donating prizes. Like, it was truly incredible. Frontenac Cycle donated 2 bikes, which is huge. We had the Marriott donated a hotel stay. The Holiday Inn donated a hotel stay, so we were able to put together some staycation packages. We had Downtown Dollars. We had Novel Idea gift cards, Fun Zone passes, just like a wide variety. And Mio Gelato donated 150 free gelatos for kids and teens that finished the challenge.
In addition to those prizes, Coates says the community showed a renewed appetite for reading this year, a welcome break from screen time.
There's just an appetite out there for reading. Like, people are wanting to get away from technology a little bit and return to something like reading that really absorbs you. I think just after the pandemic, people are looking for a way, social connection and a different kind of escape than technology.
New activities tied to the challenge also played a role in getting Kingston reading this summer.
Part of what we did, like, the focus was on the reading, so keep track of what you're reading, but we also had like little activities that everyone could do, where so it would be like, read outside, tell us where you read, or come to the library and attend a program. Which program did you attend? Get a grown-up to sign up, and who did you get to sign up? So like I could hear their little voices in my head when I was reading the activity answers. So one kid, it was like, which grown-up did you get to sign up? And they put my neighbor Susan. It was just so sweet.
In addition to these activities, Coates detailed some of the other new programming that brought community members of all ages together through reading this summer, highlighting a larger trend in growth for the library.
So it seems very solitary, reading, right? That it's like an individual thing that we do, but it's actually very social. And we did a few things this summer to really bring people together that were really successful. So for the teens, we started off with a teen night at the library. So we did something after hours, a teen takeover night, and we had over 70 teens come out. And they were pumped about reading. Like, it was amazing to see. They were taking out stacks of books. They were signing up for the Summer Reading Challenge. And they were all together hanging out in the library in this space, like taking ownership over it. For adults, we had a reading party. So picture like silent reading when you were a kid, like everyone in the same room reading a book. So we took over the Isabel Turner branch, and we had like a cool coffee cart, Anita's coffee cart, where people could get a free iced coffee. And then we just took over the library. So everyone brought a book and just sat and read together. There's something really powerful about that, like doing it together and then discussing what you read afterwards. And then for kids, we did a launch party. So we had the Sioux crew over at the Sydenham branch. And then at the end of the summer, we had a giant wrap-up party. We had over 500 people come to it. Lots of cake, a magician, lots of community booths. So really just everyone coming together to celebrate reading. And then the other thing we did to bring people together is we had achievement walls at our branches. So kids and families and teens, everyone really could come in and write what they were reading and put it on a wall. And then you could look and see what your community is reading. And then the staff were just amazing at the desk. So every time a kid would come in to fill out something for the achievement wall, they would get a big congratulations. The staff would ask them what they're reading, chat with the parents. So it was just really bringing everyone together.
Summer reading programs like this one play an important role in preventing the summer slide, the loss of reading skills that can occur in the summer when children are out of school.
So one of the reasons we offer a summer reading challenge is because kids are on summer vacation and they're not doing as much reading as they usually do during school. And there's something called the summer slide, which is when kids and teens don't read during the summer and then they lose those reading skills. So the research shows that kids and teens who read four or more books over the summer score higher on achievement tests in the fall when they go back to school. So it's very important. And the learning loss is cumulative as well. So it's like, you know, summer after grade one, you don't read. Then summer after grade two, you don't read. And you fall further and further behind. So the library's here to fill that gap and to motivate everyone to read.
And some of the prime summer slide age groups saw the largest changes this year. Coates says the prizes, new programming, and community aspect all contributed to the shift into high gear.
What we saw this year with the bigger and better prizes was that there was a higher completion rate for 8 to 12-year-olds. So these are like prime summer slide candidates. So they were motivated by the prizes, and they wanted to track their reading, and they wanted to win something. And it was like a community effort, so like having the reading goal. Our reading goal was 2 million minutes, and we made it to 3.2 million. So we're very proud of Kingston and Frontenac County communities doing all that reading.
As for what Kingston was reading this summer, Coates says the city has interesting taste.
Let's see. Dogman was very popular with the 8 to 12 crowd. Romantasy is really popular. Lots of Fourth Wing readers.
KFPL and readers are already thinking about how to top 3.2 million next summer.
Next year, we want to be bigger and better. So if anyone's out there and wants to donate some prizes or give us suggestions, we are all ears. I think people said they wanted to be able to read more and earn more tickets. So that's definitely on our radar for next summer.
While the summer challenge has come to an end, the reading doesn't have to. Coach shared a few suggestions to keep the momentum going as regular routines resume.
So keep tracking through Beanstack. Also, we have tons of library programs that you can attend for all ages. So it's all of our programs are free. Lots of them are drop-in, so families with younger kids, we have like rhythm and rhyme, story times. For older kids, we have lots of like STEM programming. We're going to be offering reading buddies again, or bilingual reading buddies. So for kids in French immersion, they can do that. Making it a habit to come to the library once a week. So you can come and you can borrow up to 75 items. So regular library trips, where you fill up a big bag and then you come back again next week, letting kids choose what they want to read. It's all free at your public library.
For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.